You are listening to The Riding, NFL DFS Podcast with Pat James.
Welcome, everybody, to The Riding, DFS and Betting Podcast, Honda Classic Edition. We got another one. JT, 20-1 outright. That's 2 and 3 weeks. Morikawa, 3 weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago, 55-1 at the concession, WGC. Justin Thomas, this week. And here, this is the first thing that I thought of as Thomas was sinking that last putt. Actually, I thought of it before Thomas was sinking the last putt. I really hope everybody is paying attention to patjames.substack.com. And here's why. On Tuesday, when I went over the bets that I had already placed, Thomas was not one of them. However, on Wednesday, I tweeted out that my betting card was final and I had added an outright, and you could find it at patjames.substack.com. Now, I did get some tweets and some DMs and everything that people tailed me on the JT play, so that means they logged in and they saw it. But I was really worried that my listeners, the listeners to the podcast, and you know those that listen to the podcast but don't always head over to Substack to see the final card and the final DFS breakdown, didn't see the adding of JT on Wednesday. You know, I was worried that I did not convey that outright pick to everyone that should have seen it, I guess. So I'm always worried about you guys. I always want you guys to succeed in DFS and in betting. It's just how I am. I'm a giver. It's just my nature. But we also did hit a Charlie Hoffman top 20, a Siwoo Kim top 10. We lost some other things, though. We lost on, I'm trying to think what we lost on. There was a couple top 10 and 20s that didn't pan out. Nonetheless, Morikawa 55-1, JT 20-1. That's two in the last 3 weeks. Let's keep it hot. Subscribe to patjames.substack.com so you could see the final card on Wednesday night and you don't miss anything that I add from now until Wednesday night. All right, really quick, a look at Honda. This podcast is going to be a little bit abbreviated. I'm kind of in a rush. Probably not going to have time to do a podcast tomorrow, Wednesday. I actually have to take the baby to his 1 month checkup. He is a monster, eating like a savage. He's a dump truck. He's the size of a 6 month old, I'm pretty sure, but not really sleeping that great. So, you know, I'm up half the night. Then I go to work, holding my eyelids open. But what can you do? But for that reason, this podcast is going to be a little bit short. He's got an appointment. Just not a ton of time this week. Tournament kind of sucks anyway. Really limited field here and not a ton to talk about. So currently, I only have one outright bet, and it's Joaquin Neiman at 20-1. You could still get it at that price at FanDuel as I am recording this. He dropped at DraftKings to 13-1. You guys know I love Joaquin Neiman. I've probably bet him half the tournaments this year at this point. He's now, I think, I mean, aside from Berger, probably my favorite pick to win. And I think that if you can stag him at 20-1, you're golden. But I will be adding maybe another. I'm not going to go crazy on the outrights at the Honda here. The weather's supposed to be bad. It's a really tough course. I'm afraid of some withdrawals later in the week, things like that. Or if a guy goes out and shoots plus six, plus eight on the first day, he just says, I'm out of here. So I think I'm going to be pretty relaxed on the outright. Maybe Joaquin might throw like a mid-price guy and then a bomb in there, something like that. I'll probably go more for the top 10, 20 first-round leader type stuff. Quickly, let's talk about DraftKings. I do like Berger and Neiman. Those would be my two top picks at the top. Like odds notwithstanding, Berger's my pick to win this tournament. He rates out well from the key ranges, which is mainly 175 to 200. This course, the Honda Classic PGA National, 175 to 200 is way above tour average in terms of the amount of shots that these guys are going to have to hit from 175 to 200. And a lot of times, you know, that's a club. Maybe that's a 6-iron, a 7-iron for a guy, you know, a pitching wedge for Bryson. But a lot of times it's not because they're good from that distance. They might just prefer a certain club. But it definitely, when you look at the breakdown of distances of proximity, there's definitely guys that pop in this range. And Daniel Berger is one of them. Joaquin Niemann, you know, he just always seems to be around, lurking. He either gets out to a quick start and lurks, or he sometimes has a terrible first round, but he always gets back inside the cut line, lurks on the weekend. And without the amount of top talent that there is here this week, I really think that he has a good shot. You know, his approach numbers, his opportunity gain numbers are really, really good. In that mid-tier, I have a handful of guys. Cam Tringali, I'm always, like, these guys are guys that are staples of my player pool just because they are really good approach players, and they usually fit. What happens is in this Florida swing, these guys are, you know, a lot of times they're good Bermuda putters, or because I'm weighting everything on approach pretty heavily, they pop for a few weeks in a row. And I also told you guys, I hate to get off a guy immediately, right? So if I'm riding Cam Tringali the last couple tournaments, I feel like I need to give him a week or two more than I normally would, just because that's usually when they go off and you don't have them, and then you're crying in your soup. So he's eighth in approach, third from the key par three range, and he's in relatively good form. So I like Cam Tringali. Chris Kirk had an awesome run at the Players, kind of went backwards on Sunday, but you know, I'm going to ride that good form. He's really good in opportunities gained, first from the par four distances. There are six par fours of the same length this week, so put that into the model. This week's model is mainly approach, the proximity distances, a little bit of Bermuda putting, and I also looked at, you know, course fit and course history and current form. But mostly it's just I want guys that are going to stick those long approach shots for the most part. Cam Davis, back on the Cam Davis train, just cut me off. Someone tweet me and cut me off from Cam Davis, because I just feel like he's going to be the death of me. But I can't quit him. He rates out well from approach, opportunities gained. He's solid off the tee. And he's pretty good from the key ranges too. So I'll go back to Cam Davis. Like, if I got the week I get off Cam Davis is the week that he wins a tournament. So I just can't. He's got to be in my player pool for sure. Brendan Steele, his form is solid off the tee. He almost holed out here last year. He almost had a hole in one here last year. Google it. 2020 Honda Classic. Brendan Steele, near ace. He was literally robbed. It was in the hole, I thought. So that's actually a fun video, funny video to Google if you have a minute. From there, I like Keegan Bradley. I think Keegan Bradley might be the mid-range guy that I put a bet on, believe it or not. I mean, he's top 10 in approach. He's top 10 in the required proximities. Just, you know, he's in solid form all around. He's been up there, you know, lurking in every tournament. Who else we got? Taylor Gooch. I don't know. I'm not 100% sold on Gooch. He's in solid form. He played really well last week. He rates out well from the par four ranges, so he's probably going to be in the player pool. He's also a good Bermuda putter. So, he'll be in the player pool, but I feel like he'll be popular because of what happened last week. All right, now this bottom tier on DraftKings is also the tier that I pull the top 20s and first round leaders from. Sepp Straka. I'll tell you right now, he's absolutely 100% going to be a first round leader bet for me this week. I also like him on DraftKings. He rates out well from all the required ranges. He's good from the par four ranges, from the 175 to 200, the par three ranges. He popped in the model. I like Sepp Straka. Cam Percy also popped in the model. Played pretty well last week. Rates out. We actually bet against him in a head-to-head. Oh, by the way, head-to-heads absolutely smashed last week. We went 3-1 on Sunday. If you bet Friday and Saturday, there weren't head-to-heads posted because play was suspended and they had a finish in the morning. So basically, I just posted guys to bet on and guys to bet against. I think it was something like on the weekend, if you just bet everybody blind that I said to bet on or against, it might have been 8-3-1 or something like that. So really good head-to-head week as well. But Cam Percy, he's really good from all those required proximities and the par three ranges, opportunities gained. I think he was 17th in the model. Henrik Norlander, another guy. This is my last week on Henrik. I'm telling you right now, last week on Henrik, if he came fourth in the model, last in confidence though. Fourth in the model, last in my confidence. Rates out well from those approach numbers, and he had such a good run like a month and a half ago when I was playing him that I feel like that's in my mind. Like there's some bias there that I can't forget about how well he was playing. James Hahn, I'm not a guy that usually plays James Hahn, but he has been playing well, and he rates out really highly from the most common proximity ranges. Russell Knox, really good par 3 score from the required distances, and this is a par 70, meaning there's only two par 5s. So par 3 scoring is very important. It actually is the most important according to Fantasy National. So I really want guys that can play par 3s well, can hit the green from 175, 200 yards, and, you know, not take bogeys and double bogeys on their par 3s. Russell Knox is one of them. Matthew Neesmith, probably going to be a first-round leader for me. He continues to rate out tops in approach. Just an unbelievable approach player. He's definitely a first-round leader bet. Richie Wierenski, probably another first-round leader bet. Just been solid overall, solid all around. Very good Bermuda putter. Anytime he pops, you know, he's really rolling it on Bermuda. I think that can happen this week. Ten Potter Jr., like these guys, I mean, the talent in this field is not great. But Ted Potter Jr., he'll probably be another first-round leader. He finished 7th at Puerto Rico, I believe, and he's currently 11th in opportunities gained, 2nd in the required proximities, and, you know, coming off that 7th in Puerto Rico, I'll pull the trigger. Harry Higgs, he's playing well, too. Rates out 12th in approach, 8th in opportunities gained. Bronson Burgoon, first-round leader potential. You know, he's 4th and 6th from the common proximities, which is why I like him. And, of course, HV3, first-round leader, because he is just too good with those long irons for me to quit. That will do it. I promised you it was going to be short. I will update patjames.substack.com. I actually didn't even post yet. I'm about to post it right now. The cheat you have the so when you open the Google Sheets tab, there's two tabs. There's a at the bottom there's a betting tab that has my betting card. It says who I'm betting on outright, the guys that I'm picking from to top 10, 20, first round leader. And then there's a second tab that gives you my DraftKings player pool and, you know, a little bit, like a sentence or two, why I am on them. Which is kind of really what you just heard. But it's there in written form if you want to go back and take a look. I'll also finalize everything, add a couple bets, and tweet that out on Wednesday when I do. Let's make it 3 outrights in 4 weeks. You know, I think the birth of my son, Colin Patrick, is giving me the good mojo. Because Colin Morikawa wins the WGC a week later, and now we're on an outright run. So let's keep it going. Good luck in all your DFS and betting contests.